Welcome to season 4 of the To Health With That podcast, where we break up big health topics into small bites. I'm your host, naturopathic doctor Amy Neuzel, and this season we'll dive into something we are all familiar with: fatigue. What is it? Why does it happen? Most importantly, how can we fix it outside of this? Enjoy the video version of this podcast on YouTube. The channel is at To Help With That. This week, let's talk a little bit more about detox basics. So, from last week, we know detoxification is important for everyone, as we discussed in the shocking list of things that add toxins to modern life. Unfortunately, detox is also really easy to get wrong, even for practitioners. So here are some of the basic foundations for effective, ongoing detoxification. First off, you detoxify in so many different ways. Sweat, breath, urine, feces, even menstrual blood. Everything your body excretes is a potential way for your body to release toxins, which is great news. The bad news is that it isn't as easy to move the toxins into these spaces as you might like it to be. Detoxification happens in 3 phases, all of which are actually chemical processes more than they are filters. We'll get more into these 3 phases in the next episode because these 3 phases are the reason why detox very often feels terrible. But today, let's just skim the basics. So phase 1, the toxin goes through 1 or more chemical reactions, usually in the liver, converting it to some kind of intermediary molecule that will be able to bond with our major toxin conjugators to get it out of your system. This often makes it far more toxic, actually. That intermediary is more dangerous than the original substance, and it tends to release quite a lot of free radicals into your system. Phase 1 detox happens largely due to the cytochrome P450 and family of enzymes, mostly in your liver, but in other tissues as well. As you can see, the products coming out of this are all pretty much dangerous. The newer, often more active toxins are floating around in your bloodstream, wreaking havoc until they can go through 1 of 6 conjugation reactions. Hey, it's me, Dr. Amy, and I want to show you a quick walkthrough of what is in genetic rock stars because I really want to see you there. So here's genetic rock stars. This is what you see when you log into the platform, and it's like a social media feed. This is a research article, comments on it, of course. Another research article. Here's a video. Here's comments about how much chocolate is safe in a day. Yes, useful stuff. But what else you can see, if you go over here to the MTHFR library, over here in the left side menu, you can see some of the resources. So there's a quick start guide. There's a basics course, which is just an hour. It's a really quick, like, introduction to MTHFR, symptom tracker, basic state worksheet, some stuff about COVID-19 and MTHFR because we have a particular thing, recordings of Q&A sessions, and they're searchable. So if you need to find something, you can. Stuff about pesticides, clean lifestyle, food fortification, vaccines, things about MTHFR and how it interacts with different medications, right? Like drug-gene interactions, MTHFR and chemotherapy, MTHFR and Accutane, MTHFR and anesthetic, things about pregnancy, making babies. There's also an MTHFR 101 course that you have access to, which is included in your membership, right? For $10 a month, super simple. You've got a course lesson, which is in the form of a video. And then handouts, right? Fortified foods, medicine cabinet clean out, symptom tracker, week 1 challenge, yet another video, and then a PDF of the files so that you can save it, you can download it, you can come back to it. And there's 10 weeks of that just included in your membership. So I would love to see you here. Not only is it an amazing cute community, but it's an amazing resource. Hope I get to see you. Okay, community.tohealthwiththat.com. Now, a conjugation reaction basically just sticks 2 things together. These 6 reactions include sulfation, glucuronidation, glutathione conjugation, methylation, acetylation, and glycination. These pathways need specific resources, right? You have to have those things to bond molecules to But you also have to have nutrients and cofactors in order to run these reactions. Also, there are a number of gene SNPs, including MTHFR, quite obviously, that interfere with things like methylation and glutathione conjugation. Phase three is the step that actually carries these now conjugated toxins into the waste tissues, usually through antiporters that help carry toxins through things like the blood-brain barrier to detoxify your central nervous system, right? Or out of cells to get into the gut lumen or the kidneys or into the sweat. This is not like a filter. Your body actually has to expend energy to push these toxins out. Obviously, if you're pushing toxins into your gut, your sweat, or your urine, then you actually have to be eliminating those substances for detox to work. You can't detox if you only have a bowel movement once per week. Sorry, guys. You have to fix the bowel issue before toxins will be able to be effectively moved out of your body in that way. Also, if you try to do a detox while your bowels aren't moving, then prepare for a world of misery. It's gonna suck. Likewise, if you don't sweat easily, then that isn't an effective method of detox for you. Although, interestingly, non-sweaters who work on their toxic burden often see an increase in their ability to sweat over time. Also, I'm hoping it goes without saying, but your body needs a lot of water to detoxify. More, even, than the standard 64 ounces or 8 8-ounce glasses that are suggested daily. Coffee does not count towards your water total, and if you're trying to detoxify, then lots of water with a good source of trace minerals like Himalayan salt or a trace mineral concentrate is key. The most important thing is limiting voluntary toxin exposure. So the less toxins you're exposed to, the more able your body is to deal with what's actually coming in. So doing a quick cleanup of the toxins in your house and body is the best way to start any kind of a detoxification. Last week, we touched on some of them, but the highlights include voluntary implants, usually cosmetic, like breasts, cheekbones, calves, pecs, and glutes, unnecessary prescriptions and supplements. Work with your doctor or prescriber to get rid of these, right? To start eliminating some of them. Air fresheners, artificial fragrances, odor-removing sprays, ooh, all bad. Stain guards, waterproofing chemicals for fabric, phthalates and parabens in your personal care stuff, lotions, toothpaste, all the things. Artificial colors, fragrances, emulsifiers, and preservatives in your food, right? Like, try to eat as many natural foods as you can. Pesticides and herbicides around your home and in your food. Don't spray it on your lawn, please. That's crazy talk. Plastic food storage or food prep containers, aluminum or nonstick cookware, right? Those are the big things that are kind of the easiest to eliminate, with the exception of implants, which have to be explanted. Detoxification also takes a lot of energy and resources from your body. You need antioxidants in massive amounts to help deal with the free radicals that are released in toxin metabolism, and also free radicals created by damage that the toxins are doing to your tissues. This can include vitamins like C, A, E, and D, and a whole host of other compounds from fresh fruits, veggies, herbs, and berries. Also, you need the raw materials for the six types of conjugation reactions, including methyl groups, glutathione, sulfur, glycine, and vitamins and minerals involved in cellular energy. This means, at the very least, have a great quality multivitamin, the best one you can afford, and a clean, nutrient-dense diet. But it could also mean specific support if you have something like an MTHFR polymorphism, in which you would need extra active B vitamins and methyl groups, as well as extra glutathione to make up for any production deficiencies. This is part of why it's important to work with a practitioner when you're detoxifying, so that they can help you identify areas in your diet, lifestyle, and genetics that may need extra support. I want to say a bit here about prepackaged detox kits or like liver support products, that sort of thing, and the trouble they can cause if you aren't ready for them. Most detoxification products push detoxification rather than supporting. So this includes herbs and nutrients that upregulate the cytochrome P450 enzymes, meaning that you go through phase one detox extra quickly and get all these intermediary toxins and free radicals. If you don't have the phase two and phase three nutrients there, if they're not in line and ready, then it's all going to be really bad. We'll dive into this problem next episode. Thank you so much for watching or listening this week. I would love to see you in the MTHFR community genetic rock stars. Get your 2 weeks free and enjoy some free courses at community.tohealthwiththat.com.